Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Brian Lehrer, and this is my Daily Politics Podcast from WNYC Studios. It's Thursday, August 20th. On Tuesday, in case you missed it, the Trump-appointed Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, said he would postpone his previously announced plans to slash overtime pay for USPS workers and remove mail sorting machines and blue mail collection boxes until after the November election. This, of course, came after a growing concern from the public and members of Congress that the president was going to limit vote by mail and thereby disenfranchise voters during the pandemic. But nevertheless, Speaker Pelosi has called an extraordinary between the conventions session of the House for this weekend. There will be a vote apparently on Saturday that would put a stop, if the bill passes the entire Congress, to the USPS service reductions. And Postmaster General DeJoy will testify before Congress on Monday at a House hearing chaired by my next guest, New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who is the chair of the House Oversight Committee. Her New York 12th Congressional District includes the east side of Manhattan, Greenpoint in Brooklyn, and parts of Western Queens, as well as Roosevelt Island. Congresswoman Maloney, welcome back to WNYC.
I'm very glad to be with you, Brian. Thank you for your attention to this critical issue that is so important to so many Americans.
So with this announcement that those changes are going to be delayed until after the election, is this now a moot issue as it pertains to the election?
Oh, absolutely not. It's certainly a step in the right direction. They should never have instituted these changes in the middle of a pandemic when people are so dependent on mail and right before a very important election. But he said he would not continue with the actions that were delaying the mail, but he did not say that he would restore the mailboxes that they have removed or the sorting machinery that they've dismantled or removed. And by all accounts, not just in New York, but clear across the nation, these are slowing down the delivery of mail. So we would like them reinstated. But very importantly, part of my bill is the $25 billion that the post office needs, even before the need for the election and the mail-in ballots, because of the pandemic disruption it's caused to the post office operations. I'm told that over 70 essential workers at the post office have died because of COVID, and over 40,000 have been quarantined at some point because of COVID sicknesses that have disrupted the mail. So there's been a disruption, and the Board of Governors, that is what were appointed by President Trump, have called for this $25 billion just to make the post office and the post services whole. So we need that money for the operations of the post office, and we definitely don't want any action that slows down the mail and would make it harder for our ballots to be counted by election day this important presidential election.
One thing that made this story explode nationally was when the Postal Service said that they couldn't guarantee that all the ballots that were mailed, even if they were mailed by each state's postmarking deadline, would arrive in time to be counted. Now they've reversed that. And the latest statement from DeJoy that I've seen says, quote, "The Postal Service is ready today to handle whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall." Are you confident that that's the case, or that his original statement that they wouldn't be able to handle it is the case?
Well, I am urging my friends and constituents who call me on the matter to vote early. Right now in New York, we have early voting, and I would vote either during early voting or mail in my ballot at least 2 weeks before the election. If you know who you're going to vote for, then request your absentee ballot, fill it out, and mail it in well in advance. We know that we're going to have a surge of mail, and I want to ask DeJoy at the hearing that we're having on Monday, what is his plan to address the surge of mail that we know we're going to get? And what in the world was he thinking about when he was banning overtime pay and removing critical equipment that speeds up the processing of the mail? It's not enough to say you're going to do something. Now he's saying he's going to do the right thing. But what's the proof? Trust but verify. What is his plan to make sure that every single ballot counts and so processes it? So far, he's just taking actions to slow down the mail, which we're reversing on our vote on Saturday.
So you're going to ask for proof of the how at your hearing on Monday. As I'm sure you know, Congresswoman, vote by mail in the way it turned out in your recent primary election, which you won in a close vote, is being used by President Trump to criticize voting by mail on a mass basis at all. It was a close election, and some of the ballots couldn't be counted because of these postmarking date and delivery problems. And he says, look what happened with the Carolyn Maloney race. He keeps using your name in these daily news conferences that he's doing, and how upset your challenger is at the way things turned out. So how do you respond to that criticism, to your race being used as a model of why voting by mail is problematic and leaves the results of elections ambiguous?
Well, he has come out and literally Thursday night on national television said he would not fund the post office and that he would not support mail-in balloting. Meanwhile, it's been reported in the press in Florida that he and his wife have requested an absentee ballot. So he's voting by mail. And in the case of my election, my win was larger the percentage-wise than his win when he ran for president. And he didn't even win the popular vote. So I won the popular vote and had a larger margin of victory than he had percentage-wise
sure.
in his own election.
But in theory,
in that particular case, there was a surge of voting. We had roughly 35,000 people vote on election day, June 23rd. But then roughly 57,000 voted by mail-in ballot. It was the second largest congressional district in our state in terms of people voting by total votes and by mail. And the question was that some of the ballots were not postmarked by the post office. And there was a court case requiring that all of them be postmarked if it had been in reasonably to believe by the date of June 23rd, the date of the election. And my opponent was claiming hundreds of thousands of votes, but he's talking about the entire state. In terms of my election, there were hardly any, less than five in Manhattan that were not postmarked. I believe it was 10 in Queens that were not postmarked. And there were 600 in Brooklyn that were not postmarked. And the court case said whether they were postmarked or not, they should be counted. They were counted, and they did not have an impact on the results of my race because the margin of victory was sufficient to cover it.
I know you got to go in a minute. What do you think the most important thing that Congress could do this week is in order to ensure that the elections can occur and all the mail-in ballots that are cast are registered and counted?
The most important thing we could do is pass my bill. And it's an extraordinary event that's taking place. The Speaker, Speaker Pelosi, has called us in for an emergency vote, which would fund the post office at $25 billion, which is requested by the Board of Governors, and stop this this action that the Postmaster General, who should never have been appointed in the first place, he's a crony, a political crony. I'm putting in legislation that the Postmaster General should be a nonpartisan position, above politics, not involved in politics. But in any event, he has said he's going to stop his disruptive actions, but we need to make the post office whole, reverse the problems that he's already incurred in the post office.
And do you have any confidence that that bill will pass the Senate? The $25 billion is already in the HEROES Act that the House passed, but Mitch McConnell
Three
is saying
ago.
No.
Yeah.
Right. So what's going to get you to yes with the Senate?
The American people demanding that their post office funded. The motto of the post office is that through rain and snow and dead of night, through any obstacle, the post office will deliver the mail. They should have added Mr. Trump should be the obstacle also mentioned in the motto of the post office. He's been an obstacle to getting mail out to the people. And the people, ultimately, we're a democracy. And our votes count and our demands count to our elected officials. And we should vote for anyone who supports the post office and vote against anyone who is opposed to funding it and supporting it like it should be. It's a pillar of our democracy. It's enshrined in our Constitution. Actually, the Pony Express was even in America before our Constitution. And it's a service to the American people. It should not be tampered with. It should be supported.
New York City
and
Congress.
You'd be surprised.
Go ahead.
Some people have already reversed their position on the funding because of the public outcry, particularly in a pandemic. Veterans, seniors, people who depend on medications, they depend on the post office to get their medicines. Businesses depend on it to get their process their mail for their businesses. And Americans who are really suffering under the pandemic deserve to get their cards from their children and their grandmothers and everybody else. So the mail is a part of the American experience. It's been there in our – it's one of the few services that government provides that is literally mentioned in our Constitution as an absolute must. And we are just trying to uphold the service to, for the American people and funding it at the level that the Republican Board of Governors have said is necessary for them to function. It should be an easy vote. It should be a bipartisan vote. It should pass not only in the House, but in the Senate. And we will be working very, very hard, along with the American people, to turn that promise into a reality of a law that ensures that it will be funded and that their mail will be delivered.
New York City Congresswoman, Democrat Carolyn Maloney. She is chair of the Oversight Committee, which will hold a hearing with Postmaster General DeJoy on Monday. And as you hear, it looks like there will be a vote in an extraordinary session of the House on the Saturday between the conventions, the Saturday, on her bill. Thank you so much, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer, a Daily Politics podcast, is an excerpt from my live daily radio show, The Brian Lehrer Show, on WNYC Radio, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, if you want to listen live at wnyc.org. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you next time.